Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Footsie Blair. Batting second. The third baseman, Woody English. Batting third. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Teachout. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bud Teachout. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lance Richborg. Batting second. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting third. The left fielder, Wally Berger. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Buster Chatham. Batting sixth. The catcher, Al Sparrer. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Earl Clark. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ben Cantwell. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Ben Cantwell. And now, play ball. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English strikes out. There goes Blair. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cantwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Blair moves to third. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger takes first base on ball four. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berger moves to third. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Blair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Clark. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimm moves to third. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chatham fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bud Teachout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teachout hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chatham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blair moves to third. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blair tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ben Cantwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-1 in the game. Richborg bunts towards third. English can't make a play. That's a base hit. Cantwell moves to second. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-1 in the game. Moranville strikes out. One out. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Berger takes first base on ball 4. Cantwell moves to third. Richborg moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive towards short. Beck catches it and throws to second to double up Richborg. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cantwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevenson moves to second. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stevenson moves to third. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hartnett strikes out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stevenson scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-1 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 0 for 1 in the game. Chatham hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparrer hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive towards short. Beck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bud Teachout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teachout is 0 for 1 in the game. Teachout hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Blair hits a line drive into left field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. English takes first base on ball 4. Teachout moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a fly ball into left field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ben Cantwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cantwell bunts towards third. English can't make a play. That's a base hit. McGuire moves to second. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Richborg bunts towards third. English can't make a play. That's a base hit. McGuire moves to third. Cantwell moves to second. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0 for 2 in the game. Moranville hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Berger hits a pop-up towards short. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Grimm bunts towards third. Chatham fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevenson moves to second. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-2 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. Hartnett moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Bud Teachout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teachout is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Teachout hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 0-for-2 in the game. Chatham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparrer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Teachout can't make a play. That's a base hit. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Clark moves to second. Johnny Noon pinch hits for Ben Cantwell. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clark scores. McGuire moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Richborg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Richborg reaches second base with a double. McGuire scores. There goes Noon trying to get to home. Wilson throws the ball into Beck, who relays the ball to Hartnett, who tags Noon, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 3-2, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Brandt now pitching. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. English hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Berger. English reaches second base with a double. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. English scores. Kyler moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Stevenson bunts for an out with unknown description. Kyler moves to third. Wilson moves to second. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Grimm hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Kyler scores. Wilson scores. It's 6-2. Cubs. Fred Frankhouse now pitching. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hartnett strikes out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beck hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spurrer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0 for 3 in the game. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Berger hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 0 for 3 in the game. Chatham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck misplays the ball. That's an error on Beck. Sisler moves to second. Al Spurrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurrer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spurrer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sisler scores. Chatham moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Cubs. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bud Teachout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teachout is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Teachout hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. English strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Frankhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frankhouse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Richborg hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0 for 4 in the game. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Kyler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark. Kyler reaches second base with a double. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frankhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. Kyler moves to third. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Stevenson hits a fly ball into left field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kyler tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Grimm hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hartnett is hit by the pitch. Grimm moves to second. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 0-for-4 in the game. Chatham hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Boston Braves, 3. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.